Okay, next up we have the Panna Cotta Army, Don't Be a Square.
Now the intro's done.
This song is so funky. This song grooves for days. I was a little less sold on the lyrical content. It's just a commentary on what you're listening to, but it's so groovy. I didn't listen to this song a single time without jiggling around in my chair, sometimes having to just stand up and jiggle around in the room. Fortunately, I was largely on my own. There was no witnesses, nobody to see this display, but it's such a funky song. The fact that the Panna Cotta Army managed to make these odd time signatures just sounds so natural, and they flow between the verses and the choruses. It's a thing of utter beauty. I love the music in this song. Less so the lyrics, but the music I adore.
That's funny. We talk about how the song describes what it's doing as it's doing it. And while that's a pretty, like, sort of simple concept, I imagine it's really hard to pull off in practice. My ears really love it. Like, when the mellow flute and the synth parts come in as described, it's a gimmick, and I know it's a gimmick, but I'm still grinning ear to ear when it happens. Maybe I'm just simple, but I really like that particular gimmick. I think it works well. The rhythm is exceptional. Like, it's kind of got this loping sort of feel to it. I'm wondering, like, did my heart just skip a beat, or is the rhythm doing something funky here? The rhythm's definitely doing something funky. The guitar playing is also just idiomatically funky. This is just very, very well done, and I could listen to this again without complaint many, many more times.
It's very meta. A lot of people have different sort of ideas about meta songs. I've always been a proponent, with some exceptions which might actually show up later in this podcast, but it's a meta song about the song. It's singing about the progression of the song as the song is progressing, and it's just done really well, and I think it's a great song, even though this gimmick has been done. Like, there's a song called I Bought a Flat Guitar Tutor by 10cc, which describes the chord progression as the chord progression is going. And there's also some other songs which talk about, you know, the chorus coming up or the bridge coming up. And throughout the song, they'll do things like that. But it doesn't matter. This is done very well. It was very enjoyable. The time signatures were done also just very, very surprisingly well. So strange to hear something that sounds so natural and such an unusual time signature. So yeah, very good.
It's when you forget that it's in an odd time signature and you're just so busy dancing around the room to it. It's brilliant. Tubular Bells. Tubular Bells is another song where they effectively commentate on what's coming up. And now here's the guitar. And then the guitar comes in.